Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Red Sox, as you said, have won two in a row. 8-4 yesterday in Baltimore. Bunch of home runs.
Rolling.
Bregman knocked one. Campbell stays hot. Cassis hits one out. Tanner Houck, not great. We can get to that coming up.
Yep.
But I don't know. Feels like the Red Sox finally have some momentum coming back home to Fenway.
They got a ton of momentum. It was a rocky start. They win game one, and then, boom, you go on this long losing streak. And we were talking about Garrett Crochet and the importance of his second start so early in the season, having to stop a long losing streak. And he did it. He was awesome. But then they didn't stop there, and they were able to win the series against a team that I think is – one we think is going to be competing with the Red Sox all year, either for the division or for a wild card team. And so to go into Baltimore, take two out of three, and have that kind of big momentum going into the first couple of home series, was great. And to see the bats come alive, because, yeah, they were very quiet those first handful of games. And you're seeing a bunch of guys, a couple of guys stay hot, and then to your point, a couple of guys that weren't doing much at all kind of breaking through here. The last two games is kind of what I was expecting this team to kind of look like.
Yeah.
And that's why after,
never lose.
Yeah, and that's why after the Texas series, you're like, okay, all right, a little bit of a slower start. But it just shows you the different ways that they're going to be able to win.
So I think they needed these last two games,
yeah.
not to be overly dramatic. It's not my style. But, you know, we're sitting here on whatever it is, April 4th, and if they lost another series in Baltimore and, you know, Devers stays 0-for and he looks terrible – I think today could have gotten a little bit ugly with the crowd. Like, there are real expectations
for
this team this year.
We all think the team's going to be good. So if they showed up 1-5 or whatever,
and they had lost two series in a row.
Right.
And Devers is your highest paid player, and he's scuffling, and whatever. Maybe Crochet doesn't pitch as well. Like, there was potential for them to come back home and for it to be a little bit ugly. And the last two games in Baltimore, I think, avoided that. It's early.
Yeah.
We all know
yeah.
It's early. But they didn't start the way they wanted to the first five games of the year. The last two, they feel like they're back on track to a degree. What do you think about opening against the Cardinals? You have thoughts on that?
I don't love it. I know, I guess, does somebody have to do it? So, not to go down my whole I hate interleague rant. Like, I guess
you don't like interleague?
No.
You don't like the current iteration of interleague?
Or
you don't like
interleague play? I hate interleague play.
I don't like
it. It's
going
to derail the show. I don't want to go down this road.
I don't like that it's all
I can't stand it.
Sprinkled throughout the season. Like,
I like when pitchers hit in the National League, Jones.
Oh, you don't like the NLDH either? You're so out. No, it's a little weird opening against
the
Cardinals.
I think it's a really strange opener. You know, I understand that whenever they moved to 15 AL, 15 NL, there's always an interleague series going on. So it's not like it used to be when they first started the idea where there's like, it's interleague weekend or interleague week.
Yeah,
whatever.
See, I like that. The whole league. I know
but
you
now
can't
that's
do it.
Out.
No, you can't
do
it anymore because the Brewers screwed it all up. But
no, I don't like it. The Cardinals is weird. Now, I know they have the history, like the World Series history, so it's not a completely random National League team. But no, I'd rather see an American League opponent. Not the Yankees. I don't think you have to go full go, like, give me the rivalry right away. But if you opened with, like, the Blue Jays or the Royals or something, I think that's better. At least it's an American League matchup. Cardinals?
Yeah, nice. I don't know if I want the Blue Jays more than the Cardinals, but I agree. Opening interleague play is a little...
I don't like it.
It's a little strange.
Yeah.
You can jump in, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch all day long. Here on Jones and Keefe, live from the Cask. We'll be here until a little after 1 o'clock. You got your Red Sox jerseys on. We're looking for them. So stop by, say hello, and grab yourself a Coors Light. You can watch today on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You always have a healthy chat going on there as well. And on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. Plus, you can interact on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Biggest reason for optimism, Keefe. We'll start glass half full. Red Sox 3-4.
Yeah.
Right in the ship. What's your biggest reason for optimism?
All right, I'm
going to
give you two. That's how optimistic I am. Okay. I'm going to give you two.
Biggest implies one, but you got two?
Biggest is two in this case because it's the two guys that signed their extensions. It's both Garrett Crochet and it's Christian Campbell. So Crochet comes in with a mountain of expectations. We're thinking he's going to be – I mean, I predicted him to be the AL Cy Young winner. First start, very okay, even by his own accounts, not the best start. He then comes out and has his first eight-inning appearance since he was in college.
Yeah.
So and is just mowing guys down, 100 pitches, inks this extension, which you and I both think long-term could be pretty team-friendly. Like, he also could have – maybe gotten a little bit more money. But he looks like an ace. I know it's only two starts, but he looks like an ace. And then the other one would be Christian Campbell. Did not have a great spring at the plate. Makes the team out of camp. Starts right away. One of the minor league guys that we're all excited about that actually breaks camp with the team. And he's hitting the snot out of it. Early on, it was just him and Willie Abreu. Now other guys are heating up, but he's staying hot. So for one of your top prospects, it's a week into his career, but for him to look the way that he did and signing another team-friendly contract, I think it's been a great week for the Red Sox, despite their record being what it is, just, you know, .500. But those two guys in particular are the main reasons for optimism.
Well, and that those extensions might just be reason for optimism.
Sure, yeah.
In and of themselves. Like, John Henry is not going to have the top payroll in baseball, right? I think we can kiss that goodbye. Dodgers are running away with it. You know, the Yankees have tapered off in their spending, but okay, fine. The Red Sox won't be number one. They should be high up there. They should never be outside the top five. But let's say you're closer to five than one. How are you going to manage that payroll and still be competitive? Get to these guys early.
Yeah.
Get to Crochet with 2 years left on his deal. Get to Christian Campbell when he has five games under his belt and get him paid. Do the same thing with Meyer. Do the same thing with Anthony. Like, there's no reason to drag this out and lose a guy or have to trade away a guy for pennies on the dollar like you did with Mookie Betts when you're the Boston Red Sox. So getting to these guys early might be its own reason for optimism. I would say, out of the two you mentioned, the one that I had highlighted is Campbell. And Crochet's start was great, especially leaning on him for more pitches, more innings. You made the point early in the week, I think it was way ahead of the curve.
Thank you.
That Cora can use him differently because now they paid him. You don't have to worry about breaking him. So I think that's very promising. But I did have a high level of expectations for Crochet.
Yeah.
I thought he would finish not the Cy Young winner, but top five in the Cy Young. I believed in him as a pitcher. Campbell was a real wild card. Like, you really didn't know what you were going to get out of Campbell. And let's face it, this lineup needs right-handed hitting. Not only did he fill a need on the field, he's your second baseman. Bregman's at third. We thought maybe Bregman was going to be at second and Devers is at third. Turns out that whole thing fits together beautifully. And Bregman had a big day yesterday. I'm encouraged by that as well. They need right-handed hitting. They need right-handed power hitting. And Campbell has more pop in his bat than I expected. I saw this stat from Bradfo. We're going to talk to Rob Bradford. WEEI Baseball Isn't Boring at high noon live from the Cask. He'll come by and talk baseball with us here on Jones and Keefe. Pearl Elias, Christian Campbell, first Red Sox player ever to have 10 hits, 6 extra base hits, 4 walks in their first 7 games. So those are weird thresholds to make a stat.
But as we were going through the Devers stats, there's been a lot of baseball.
Legitimately, the only player in Red Sox history to hit those three thresholds in their first week in the big leagues. So the guy looks like he belongs. They're paying him like he belongs. I think he's the biggest reason for optimism for Red Sox fans, even more than Crochet, because of the need on the team and my expectations going in.
I also think when you look back at some of the great Red Sox teams of all time, they've done a great job of blending their young guys, their homegrown young guys that are in like their early 20s breaking through with established all-stars already. You know, maybe the 07 team even more than the 04 team did that. And I think that's just the best formula to do it. Even the Dodgers with their wild payroll, that was also sort of how they did it. You know, they had some guys that were not getting paid top-end market. They would go out, big free agency, big trades that they would make. But they also had a bunch of guys that they drafted and developed. And right now, when you look up and down the lineup, it's a pretty good mix, I would say, of guys that, you know, Bregman and Story, and you know how I feel about Story, but those are two guys that you spent good money on from other teams and then surrounded with guys that you pretty much drafted and developed. You know, the rotation, similar thing. You went out and got your one big hoss, but then the other guys pretty much were guys that that you drafted and developed. So it is a winning formula, and they're finally back to it.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I feel good yesterday specifically, and he did it early. He had three hits. I think they were all extra base hits, right? Two doubles and a home run for Bregman yesterday.
Yeah.
It's nice that he got that out of the way before coming home. For a guy who, you know, and this is just listening to some people in Houston, notoriously a slow starter in Houston, and one game doesn't overcome, you know, the whole slow start, but one day he's up to 290.
Yeah, yeah.
He got his first home run out of the way, and now you come to Fenway where he's had a very good – you know, small sample size, but very good career when he's come in as a visiting player. I think that was important for him to just get that out of the way, come back here, and not have to worry about, I heard Lou talking about this on TV yesterday, not have to worry about looking up at the scoreboard.
Yeah, hitting, and you're hitting 10.
110.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And feeling that outside pressure in the home opener, that's out of the way. And I think for a new big addition like Bregman, who I personally think is going to have a big impact on this club, and I was leery about it through the first six games, I think yesterday was a big step just to kind of right the ship and get him feeling better in the home opener today.
Oh, yeah. No, without a doubt. Because I think he's probably putting a lot of pressure on himself, even though he has said all the right things, which is different than a couple of his teammates, right? We were all over Devers and Casas and how their spring kind of unfolded. It still doesn't really matter if you said a lot, you didn't say a little, you said the right things, the wrong things. If you're hitting 097 with zero home runs versus 290 with a dinger or whatever, or you're on like a little bit of a hot streak, like that is one thing. Like nobody's coming into this series 0-20.
Right.
Right, which was sort of a fear just a couple of days ago.
You were worried about it with some of these guys, yeah.
Well, you for sure were. I mean, even Casas was another one where you're like, all right, he's flying a little under the radar because of Devers and Devers' historic struggles with all the strikeouts and everything else. But Casas wasn't doing a whole lot better, so he also has to feel a lot better after yesterday.
No, I would agree with that. And, you know, Casas knocks one out, as you said. Devers has gotten going a little bit. Are you – my prediction went wrong, as usual.
I'm going today. Today's
the day. I had a home run in Baltimore.
No, you're
saying today is the first one for Devers.
Devers dong today.
Okay.
That's the official pick of the week, too.
Is it?
Sox money line.
Oh, is that up
dong.
There? I hadn't.
Yeah, I don't know if they made the sweet graphic yet. They're probably like, this guy's losing all these games. So we got to cool
like,
with the graphic.
Let's chill out.
No, but that's the official pick. I think Devers – he's kind of locked in a little bit after the last couple of games. Everybody else is going yard.
I'm seeing plus 425 if you want to tail Keefe on that one is what I'm seeing for a
Devers. That's just for Devers. Throw that in with the money line. Sox money line. Parlay those bad boys.
Pair it up with a Red Sox. If you're feeling bold.
Get in there.
You pair that right up.
Let me see if they got it up on the app right now. What they're doing.
I mean, Keefe.
There it is.
Keefe very bold.
Look at that handsome face. Let's see. $10 would win you $62.25.
Yeah. Just one simple ham would win that for you.
All it takes is a Devers dong and a Red Sox win. That's a stealing. That's stealing money right there.
It's kind of stealing is what it is. So I'll give you one more reason for optimism if you want it.
Okay.
And I heard Sam Kennedy talking about this today. in the front office report on the Greg Hill show. Kennedy actually referenced our interview a week ago with Marcelo Meyer.
People can't stop talking about it.
At Polar Park. I mean, it is just, it's top of mind for even big decision makers with the Red Sox.
I get it.
But he said, I liked hearing Marcelo saying he felt he should have been on the team, which I don't buy for even a fraction of a second.
Yeah, yeah.
They're happy he's popping off down in Worcester. But two of the bigger areas on the team where guys are struggling, where you're not sure they're necessarily like full-time
everyday players.
Well, one is a full-time everyday player. You're not sure how much he's going to be on the team. But like Story and Rafaela.
Oh, right.
I look at them and I go, they're off to slow starts. Cassis and Devers, slow starts, but I feel like I believe in those two way more. As bad as Devers looked through the first five games, as lost as Cassis has looked at various points. Trevor Story had his one game in Baltimore. He's back down to 154. Back down to 217, rather. And Rafael is hitting 136.
So
I don't know how long those two are holding off Meyer and Anthony. And if they continue to suck, they don't have replacements for Cassis. You're not going to have a replacement for Devers. I guess you kind of do with Yoshida, but not the same level of production. They have guys ready to go. If Rafaela doesn't figure it out.
Yeah, move over.
Yeah.
Move over.
Slide to the bench. And Trevor Story, if you're not hitting and or you're dinged up, move over.
Yeah, you got guys coming. Yeah, Rafaela, they already paid him too. So I think they would love for him to be a starter. Last year he was playing multiple positions, and he did a great job in the field, right? He was a shortstop. He kind of solidified that a little bit. He was in center field. So he's a good defensive center fielder. But you know what? A Duran, Roman Anthony, Willier Abreu outfield, I would say, is pretty good defensively,
too.
No,
it is.
So you could do that if he's not going to hit. Or, I mean, you could get creative. I just think he would be a good backup in a bunch of spots. Now, I'm sure that's not what he's looking to do. But, you know, the shortstop needs a break, he's out there. Second baseman needs a break, he's out there. Anybody in the outfield needs a break, he's out there. So he might actually, once the season gets going, play a decent amount if he ends up being the guy that gives everybody a spell. And he proved last year that he could, in the same series, he could move from shortstop to center field. So maybe that ends up being what his, especially if he doesn't turn around at the plate, because you do have guys that it feels like are on the way that will be able to do that.
It does indeed feel that way. So that's some optimism on the Red Sox. They've won two in a row. They're knocking on the door of 500. It's the home opener. Oof. We're here at the Cask. Vibes are high.
It's hot out there, too.
For the Red Sox taking on the Cardinals, it is a gorgeous day out there. Should be a real nice one. So that's some positivity on the Red Sox, and a lot of it. You can jump in, 617-779-7937.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings. I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.